You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know some of you are on the line waiting patiently. I'll get right to you. But there's been reports that hepatitis C was spread at a dental clinic in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm wondering if this is the same one where the news broke out earlier this year. We'll talk about that. I'm seeing this headline now. Also, it looks like many seniors now, although many news reports are saying they're mistakenly blaming Obamacare, the fact remains that many seniors now are attributing their high prescription costs to Obamacare. So now seniors are also feeling the pain of this, which is horrible. These were the people we were trying to protect the whole time. Then a report says that lack of government funding, right, could possibly make cancer the top killer in the United States over heart disease, really? So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Prior to the break, we were talking about gluten allergies, the sugar epidemic, sugar being an addictive drug, obesity, and a variety of topics. We got Chris calling from Florida. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm good, Dr. Dahlia. How are you?
Great. Thanks for waiting. What's going on?
Just wanted to point out that since most of the wheat in the United States is now GMO, I think they said it was like up to 75%, maybe more, that a lot of people are allergic or have become allergic to wheat gluten, you know, and experience symptoms of stomach distress or digestive, you know, disorders or whatever.
Good point.
That could be one of the problems that, you know, 50 years ago, we didn't have all these allergies or even, you know, further back, that had even less people sick of these things that we're experiencing now.
I hear you.
Same thing with the sugar. Most of the sugar, if it doesn't say it comes from cane sugar, it's probably beet sugar, which is also a GMO product, you know. I mean, once they manipulate the genes of a plant, and we're eating it, we have no idea what it's really going to do to our body. So
you're 100% right. No, you brought up a great point. Thank you, Chris. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have been playing around these techniques where I think it started back in the 80s when they were able to start playing around with wheat. And many of our food allergies, even though we've seen in the last 20 years, the science has been around for decades. And from what we understand, you know, much of our food now can be genetically modified. And when you directly manipulate any genes, okay, or the genome of anything, you know, we're playing with something that we may not understand. We may think we understand science to the degree that we want to, but we don't, okay? You know, whether you believe in God, whether you believe it's nature, whatever we believe in or don't believe in, I think there are some things that will take centuries to understand, and we still may not understand why. Okay, I told you, I still don't understand how a TV works. I know y'all think I'm stupid for that one. I understand how genes work. Still don't understand how a television works. So that's a good point. You know, we were talking about in the first hour why so many people now, $25 billion a year is spent on the consequences of food allergies, whether it's ER visits, whether it's having gluten-free foods, special diets, time off work, caregiver issues for kids having food allergies, $26 billion a year. Why all of a sudden is this an issue? And you're right, I forgot to bring up the GMOs. Good point. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, and this is kind of scary. Apparently a 13-year-old boy died after suffering an allergic reaction to ant bites on a Texas school football field. Cameron Espinoza from Corpus Christi was playing a football game, was bitten by ants. Apparently, he collapsed on the field screaming, ants, ants. They were, they think they were fire ants. Okay? And unfortunately, he suffered a severe allergic reaction, went into anaphylaxis, was unable to breathe, was 5 days in intensive care. He had been put into a medically induced coma because he had swelling in his brain. And this was during halftime at Haas Middle School in Corpus Christi. And unfortunately, he died. We're talking ants. This was an anaphylactic shock caused by ants. You know, we were talking about in the first hour how, you know, I think it's sad that we don't, you know, let kids play outside like we used to and get out into the sun. But then you hear these cases like this, or the Louisiana kid that got the Naegleria fowleri brain-eating amoeba, quote unquote. And it starts to kind of freak you out that just regular everyday activities could cause a child to die. Now, all athletic and extracurricular activities at the school have been canceled now for the rest of the week. You know, how could they miss was it like a huge ant farm? I mean, for him to say ants, ants, and scream, my guess is there was a lot of them, which means there must have been an ant hole or ant farm nearby. Maybe this is something that we need to start screening for on our football field. But, I mean, for crying out loud, he was in his cleats, he was in his shoes, he was in his gear. So I guess a coach ran over, tried to squirt his legs with a water bottle, and he called 911 when the boy had lost consciousness. You know, you're thinking how many ants. I know some of you are thinking the latest Indiana Jones where those ants were going up and eating, and ants, especially these fire ants, they're very territorial. You know, so if you go too close to their hive or et cetera, you know, they will move towards you. Plus, also, we have certain smells that may smell of food. Okay, we may smell pretty. You know how we were taught, if you eat a lot of McDonald's, you're going to eventually smell a McDonald's. We give off smells of garlic or food. It's going to attract these animals. It's a sad case, though. Very sad. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Marcus writes, Dr. Dahlia, don't doctor's offices ban guns? I think he had written about a half hour ago or 45 minutes ago when we were talking about Starbucks asking us to not bring our guns into their establishment. And we didn't have time to really do a big debate on this, okay? I think many people were insulted, okay? You know, when a company says, please don't bring your guns in, okay, and you are a concealed carry, et cetera, or you're a police officer, right? You know, they do have a right. You know, they are, you know, Starbucks asking us to not come in with guns, even though a lot of us realize that it's a, you know, a political statement, okay? They do have a right, okay? They say guns aren't welcome here. Again, to recap, they will not kick you out if you have a gun. They do not want their employees being forced to come up to you saying, look, you have a firearm, please leave. Great, because that would be pretty stupid, okay? I mean, for them to, you know, try to take that on themselves. But they're just kind of put out there saying, you know, your guns aren't welcome. We don't need your guns. Don't bring them. So, CEO Howard Schultz had, I guess, in an interview made this message. He says they're not pro-gun or anti-gun. We're not a policymaker. It just guns should not be a part of the Starbucks experience. In terms of doctor's offices, I've never, even after that one doctor was shot by her, we've had a couple doctors shot by their patients, I see so many cops, so many police officers. I really can't have a no-gun policy. I don't want to disarm them. If I have a police officer seeing me that day as a patient and they have their weapon, their concealed weapon, even if they're off the clock when they're seeing me, I mean, I love that they're there with their weapon. Please. I feel like our place is more protected. You know? And what am I supposed to do? Have my staff disarm everybody? And then when somebody goes, yeah, that's my Glock or that's my Beretta or that's my, and you're like, I mean, it's, you know, no. So usually when you live in an area where concealed carry is legal, all right, you know, your patients or your customers that are concealed carry, they're concealed carry. Now, some states are open carry. And I could understand that non-gun owners could be a little uncomfortable. I'm very comfortable around guns because the average gun owner is like you or I. We're smart, safe. We know how to use a weapon. We're using it only for defense. You know, I'm not worried about the average person who took their CCW class with me. I'm not worried about them going berserk. Okay? Usually the bad guys are the ones that get their firearms illegally, right? Or they take somebody else's, like Adam Lanza took his mom's. So the actual person donning the weapon, I have no problem with, all right? Which is the other thing that we were explaining about in the first hour. If Starbucks has a little laminated or a little construction paper sign saying, please no guns, please don't bring guns in here, okay? Is that little tiny piece of paper, maybe pink and green, maybe Starbucks is more white and green, but sometimes when you have construction paper, you know, girls like to draw on the pink one. Let's say there's a nice pink and green, you know, sign up there. Is that really going to stop somebody like Aaron Alexis, who went into the Navy Yard, right, with a gym bag and his gun in his gym bag? I mean, would a piece of paper stop a bad guy? To me, I'm concerned that then you have no good guys who could stop this person. You know, one thing that is very, very eerie about what happened and horrifying to us is when somebody stormed a part of our military, right, and opened fire, our men and women had to barricade themselves and they were unarmed. Because it was a no-gun zone. They couldn't protect themselves. See, I had no idea about the gun laws in the area, etc. So when I heard that people were down and barricading themselves, hiding, I thought they also had, they had weapons drawn. So that they were, no, they didn't. Can you imagine not being able to have your weapon when something like that happens? Now, people are saying, well, unfortunately, Aaron Alexis took extra weaponry from the security guards he took out. I mean, we could go back and forth saying, look, if people were able to carry, would they have stopped him earlier? The security guards had guns, so why weren't they able to stop him? Well, he had a machine. From what I understand, his AR-15, he actually, from what I understand, tried to get an assault rifle and couldn't. I believe he was only able to get a shotgun. I need to look that up. So as we debate gun laws, as we debate how to prevent people from obtaining guns, how to screen for people. Basically, he brought in a weapon he could, then he was able to take a weapon from the security guard. And very well planned, unfortunately. That caused multiple lives, multiple injuries. So, you know, Starbucks saying no guns allowed here, that's fine. What it's going to do is it's going to, you know, a lot of patriots out there that, you know, have a gun and carry, it's going to cause them to say, well, then fine, I won't go there for coffee. And now I feel like there's less protection. That's how I look at it. It's a shame. It's a shame. But I understand they want to make a point. Starbucks has always been very progressive, you know. I like their parfaits, but I don't usually go to Starbucks, so this doesn't affect me. Wouldn't affect my husband. Wouldn't really affect a lot of us. I mean, there's tons of coffee places out there, and I don't drink coffee, so. But I just get a little nervous about a CEO going online and vocally saying, we don't want guns. And now bad guys know that you have just lambs sitting there, that there's not going to be somebody that could take them out. You know, when you take an El Al flight, or now ever since September 11th, we have, why am I having a brain fart? You know, the guys that are undercover with a gun, not fire marshals, you know what I'm talking about. I'm sorry, I'm having a brain fart with it. But you know that there is somebody that is, undercover on that flight that has a weapon that could protect you. And you feel very safe. You feel extremely safe. And air marshals, you know, this is why I think this was probably a very bad move on Starbucks' point. Okay, if Starbucks thinks they're going to drum up business this way, I see them only losing business. If they're doing it because they want to make a stand, and they have every right to, you know, and again, even if I don't agree with your political opinion, I still commend you for taking a stand. I hate apathy. I hate it when somebody goes, I really don't care about taxes. I don't care. The people that don't care are the ones that later get taken over by a dictator. Okay? So even if I disagree with your politics, I still am impressed that you have the guts to make a statement. Now, is he making a stupid move? Because now, you know, an armed robber knows that there's going to be nobody in that facility with a gun. Yeah, I mean, the armed robber is stupid because don't assume. I mean, I'm sure people that are concealed carry that like their coffee is going to keep it quiet. But it was a gutsy move. I just don't think it was the smartest one. Not for the safety of the employees. I mean, you know, if I go to work, I want people to think that we are armed. Don't even dare try something. When I waited tables, when I taught Sunday school, when I taught, you know, we can defend ourselves. So just keep on walking. Just keep on walking. If I was an employee right now at Starbucks, I'd be very nervous. And I hope somebody kind of makes a correction and out there says, no, you know, we have many, many patrons that will, I think, jump to the rescue if we need it. We have many people in there with guns. I'm hoping somebody does that. You know, when I was taking my CCW class, I told you guys, I was naive about it. You know, I wanted to deter bad guys. I was sick of people coming, bad guys, bad girls, coming into my house. So I said, why can't I just put NRA stickers up? Or, you know how we have a beware of dog? Hey, we got a lot of weapons, so don't even bother. Because I didn't want to deal with you don't shoot them in the back. You can only shoot them in the front. I don't want the guy even coming into my house. I have guns. Keep walking. But our teacher said you don't want to do that because you don't want to attract. You don't want people knowing where the guns are. Because then when they need guns, they're going to be storming your house for the guns. So you don't want to advertise that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40%
40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is kind of spooky. Did you guys hear about this? Apparently, there were, I think, 5 people missing. There were 3 teenagers that mysteriously disappeared 40 years ago. A Jimmy Williams, who was 16, Thomas Michael Rios, 18, Leah Gail Johnson, 18, who vanished November 20th, 1970. Oklahoma Highway Patrol officials have found 2 cars with 3 skeletons inside that were found at the bottom of Lake Foss near Elk City. One of the cars was a 1969 Camaro, and the other was an older Chevrolet, looked like from the early 60s. Maybe late 50s, early 60s. Police have only been able to identify one of the victims, but are waiting to notify relatives before announcing the names. They say the Camaro matches a vehicle in which the 3 teens had mysteriously disappeared in 40 years ago. This is scary stuff. Just spooky. Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at the Chevrolet. It looks like it's from the 50s. And they're confirming that. So it was a 69 Camaro. That must have been a real nice car in the 1970s, having a 69 Camaro. And then the Chevy from the 50s, which I love. I love 50s cars. Any old cars, I'm a huge fan of. I'm not sure. I thought these kids, it's a story that occurred before I was born. But when I had read about this yesterday, I think they were supposed to be going to a movie. They were supposed to be an older gentleman, or there was a football game they were going to. There was supposed to be an older gentleman with them. And now they're trying to figure out how all of them died, how they ended up, how two cars ended up in the lake. Where's the older person's body? So kind of a spooky story. And we'll keep you posted as we get any more developments on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We talk about phobias a lot on the show. I am extremely scared of spiders. I do not like spiders. Okay, I have no problem with cockroaches. I don't even have a problem with millipedes or centipedes or anything like that. I don't like spiders. So if you ask me if I have a phobia, it's spiders. And the funny thing is I never had a problem with spiders before until one bit me. And my leg blew up in one of the worst infections I've ever seen. So this was a learned phobia. I got scared pretty quickly. Well, scientists in Sweden think that if you watch somebody else deal with your phobia, you could help overcome it. So researchers at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden claim that dealing with a phobia in this way could be more effective than just facing your own fears through personal experience. Now, that actually makes sense. When I was younger, I didn't like spiders, but I wasn't scared of them because I hadn't gotten bit. I got bit when I was like 19, 20. There was like a television show or news or something like that I was watching as a kid, and somebody was handling a tarantula. And they were handling it, letting it crawl on their hands. And before I had a chance to freak out, I'm like, oh, wait a second, I guess it's not as bad. You know, spiders don't really mean to bite you. Just like, you know, the bees. If you don't bug the bees won't bug you. Now, of course, my parents debunked that quickly because we lived in Black Widow Central. And so they said, you know what, if it looks like a black widow, you still flee. Recluse spiders was not as public back then, like we know about them now. So they didn't talk to me about the recluses, unless maybe they didn't know much about them. But black widows, yeah, those scared the hell out of me. So, in fact, there was a case when I was younger where a man was sitting on the toilet, and part of his jewels were hanging down, and a black widow was under the seat of the toilet, so then bit him on his testicles. And so for years, I would lift up the toilet seat before I sat down because I was so afraid. And a couple times, I actually found spiders sitting there in the toilet. I would have sat, and a spider would have bit me. So basically, what had happened, why I became a little phobic of spiders, and I kind of treated myself for that. I was able to get myself off that phobia is I went to bed one night, and I saw a little tiny baby web. You know those little baby cute webs, no bigger than a nickel, in a corner of a wall? And they looked like there was a little tiny baby spider. And I was going to kill it. And I'm like, wait a second, it's a baby. Why would I kill a baby spider? It's not going to hurt me. Well, the next day, there was about an inch-long welt on my leg. And all of a sudden, within a day or two, it blew up until what looked like probably a triple W breast of infection. It was huge. It was scary. Luckily, some Keflex handled it. But I came to realize the mama must have been in my bed and bit me. It was when I was in one of the dorm rooms. So then ever since then, I would check my bed. I've told you guys the story. I would check my bed for a spider under the covers. I would never go to bed, okay, even if I was at a friend's house, never go to bed without checking to make sure there wasn't a spider in there because I didn't want a spider biting me in my sleep. And I did this for years. So finally, I'm in medical school, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is an obsessive compulsive ritual, you checking the sheets for a spider before you go to bed. Tonight is the last time you're doing it. After this, no more. So I lift up the seats. I lift up the sheets, and with the leg span, 5-inch spider runs across my bed from the feet up. Now, the funny thing is you would think I would have after that said, well, no way, I'm always checking the sheets. No. I had told myself, this is the last time I'm checking the sheets. And I did, even despite my being right that there was a spider there. Despite my being right that there was a spider there, I stopped checking the sheets. And that's how I got over my phobia. Watching you, let's say, play around with a spider wouldn't help me. But it is. You've seen somebody on rock climbing, on a cliff, that it may help you. Seeing your friend do something, you know. But here's my thing. The one thing I've noticed, like when it comes to heights, I don't want to be scared of heights. But if I'm up in a, I think there was a ride. I don't know if it was Disneyland or Magic Mountain, but it was one of these rides where you're in a little baby, basket or something, and it takes you way up, like stories into the sky. So I'm up there with my grandmother, and she's giggling, and me, I'm frozen. I couldn't move. Even in a Ferris wheel, I freeze. So seeing somebody else do it, that doesn't help me. Sometimes you have this animalistic fear. You know how like a cat will arch their back, or a dog will, you know, oh, I love pointer dogs, right? Oh, I love those. Not that they're scared, they're just on alert. But anyway, sometimes this won't happen. But, you know, think about it. If you have an issue with dogs, let's say, and you don't know why you're scared of dogs or scared of cats, see if you could have a buddy of yours just do that with you. Go to a pet store. Because, you know, I think a lot of us, especially if we don't have time to go to a doctor or a therapist, can really overcome a lot of these. In this study, they used 36 men, and they gave them a series of faces, one of which was followed by an unpleasant electrical stimulation to the wrist, 6 out of the 9 times it was shown. Then they watched a film clip of the experiment in which the target face was not followed by an electrical discomfort. Test subjects who watched a film clip that included the actual person showed less fear once they had seen the clip. Now, I know some of you are like, wait, that's a stupid study. What? Looking at a person's face and then electrical. Well, probably because they couldn't get 36 men who would sit there and handle a spider. Listen, spiders, I don't know. You know, one of my teachers in college said one of his buddies was sitting on a park bench and there was a spider. He thinks it was a black widow. And the buddy took his fist and killed it, right? Because he didn't want the spider to crawl on him and bite him. Well, the poison, I guess, spewed into his eye and he went blind. So I am just going to say, let's avoid spiders at all costs. I know they're here on this earth for a reason. Just stay the hell away from me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, cosmetics are causing a slew of allergies. What are we putting in our system? And will cancer be the top killer in the United States over heart attacks? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Young
Gravity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In February of 2011, although he filled posts in the State Department for more than 2 years, Obama did not fill the post of Religious Freedom Ambassador, an official that works against religious persecution across the world. He filled it only after heavy pressure from the public and from Congress. We'd like to help you to understand how these things are affecting you and will affect you in the near future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's a new app out there that helps babies fall asleep. Yee-haw! Let those babies go to sleep and let us get some sleep. Even my kids, I'm like, go sleep. They don't want to go to sleep. They want to stay up. They want to complain. They want to play on their video games. They want to find a new mommy. Fine, just go to sleep. When you go to sleep, then I know you're in a good place. You're safe. I can go to sleep. I can't sleep if my kids are up. I hate it. Now, I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know if this works. By the way, can I tell you guys what happened to me last night? Oh, no, she's going off on a tangent again. No, this is weird. I wake up in the middle of the night drowning. Not a dream. I must have had... You know why? Because I had a little bit of fried chicken last night. I must have had the worst reflux. I didn't feel it. I had no heartburn, no symptoms at all. But I woke up gasping and coughing. So something must have come up my esophagus. Now, my bed isn't elevated like it should, and I think I need to elevate the bed so you don't have reflux. But some gastric fluid got, no, nothing like that. Some gastric fluid must have gotten up my esophagus, made a U-turn, and gotten into my trachea. And since then, do you notice I'm kind of hoarse? I have been coughing and clearing my throat. Your lungs do not like stomach acid in there. I don't know what the hell happened. Maybe it was a mixture of saliva, the fried chicken. I don't know what the hell happened to me. But I have been basically the whole day. What a miserable feeling. I'm afraid to go to sleep tonight. Our bed is too heavy to lift and throw some books on it, but I really need to. That sucked. That really, you know what? I'll put my kids to use. So it's not like they're going to sleep. All right, anyway, that was my night. Anyway, oh yeah, the cats were looking at me like, excuse me, you woke me up. Right? Husband slept through the whole thing. I'm like, damn. So then I got up and I prepped for my show. Yeah, you could tell, right? Look at all this prep I did. Yeah, you could tell, huh? Anyway, this was devised by scientists to help babies fall and stay asleep. The app costs $4.99. And I guess it uses the same tech. I know I only buy free apps. It uses the same technology to help NASA astronauts sleep in space. The app contains an alarm feature, a nap mode. It plays sounds and music, which the company claims helps promote relaxation. So I say, it says go to sleepgenius.com. This was from Fox News. I don't mean to do a commercial for them. I don't know. I mean, me, I only like to buy free apps. I don't like to spend money because I could see once I buy an app, and when every app I've ever bought, I never used. Yeah, unfortunately, all my games are the light. You know how you could get a quote-unquote light games because they're free? But then if you want the non-light, you got to pay for it. All I have are light games. My kids hate my phone, which is good that they don't use my phone. Look, I'm smart. I know what I'm doing. But I got to tell you, if these guys can really make your baby go to sleep, and if they could use NASA technology to help people fall asleep, this could be a gold mine. This could be, and I'm not saying just for this company, but this is where we need to go with our insomniac problem. We have too many of us that just can't fall asleep. We talked about the problem we have, okay? We aren't living in log cabins, right? Using candlelight when things get dark and then going to bed roughly a couple hours of things getting dark and then waking up when the sun rises. We are on our computers. We have all these fluorescent lights all over the place. And then we shut off the computer and then jump right into bed. And then we wonder why we can't sleep. Well, right? Or we eat so many bad foods that our insulin is acting up and our epinephrine acts up, and so we can't fall asleep. So the one thing I keep telling people to do is get some sounds in the background or a song or something. Now, you know how sometimes you'll hear a song and you can't go to sleep? You know what song was in my mind when I was trying to fall asleep last night? That I don't care. That song. I love it. That song. It annoys the hell out of me because now I can't sleep. Yeah, it's a cool song. It's a good dance song. But that was a song in my mind, so I couldn't sleep. No, it's got to be like an old Patsy Cline or maybe an old bluesy, you know, like Georgia. Something really kind of, you know, I don't know, bluesy and maybe soulful or something. No lovey-dovey music, okay? Because we don't want you getting horny if you can't have any sex because, you know, wife's asleep. But just something. We should probably entertain that. What puts you guys to sleep? What tricks do you guys have up your sleeve? What do you use to help fall asleep? Do you change the lights to blue? Do you actually shut the house down when it gets dark and have candles going on? You know, it's a smart thing to do. You know, kids used to read before they went to bed and they would use a flashlight. Now, that's not like these incandescent bulbs, these fluorescent bulbs that we have surrounding. I mean, my house is lighter, we've talked about this, at night than it is during the day. So, of course, my body's screwed up and its whole circadian rhythm and melatonin is screwed up. Maybe shut the house down by 7, 8 o'clock. Now, see, where I live, it doesn't really get dark till 8:30. Shut everything down for an hour or two, have candlelight, maybe the fireplace going on, even if it's hot. I don't care. Just make sure you don't get the carbon monoxide poisoning. Open up the vent. With us, you just turn on the switch for the fireplace. It's really not, we don't have to really lighten logs. And then try to read or talk. talking before you go to bed. No, can't be talking about the mother-in-law. Can't be talking about anything that's going to drive you crazy. But don't talk about money. Don't talk about finance. Talk about dreams. Talk about a dream vacation. Talk about happy places. And then try to go to sleep. See if it works. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. We're being warned that this flu season could possibly hurt 30% of us. All right. So the U.S., they say, apparently, I'm not saying this particular flu that we have, but they say a pandemic flu plan predicts that 30% of the United States could fall ill, with 3 million hospitalizations and 2 million deaths, according to Fox News. The government assumes that the vaccine that we have, okay, will protect that. All right. But if there's a new strain that we're not ready for, the vaccine could take months. Okay? And then production, of course, could be slowed. Doesn't that blow your mind? With most pharmaceuticals, FDA takes forever, but all of a sudden the government wants something out, and all of a sudden everything is fast-tracked within months. Doesn't that strike you as odd? How much safety studies are being done when something's fast-tracked? Unless if that's how FDA makes their money, just making pharmaceutical companies wait year after year after year. Now, they think this flu shot is pretty good. They think this flu shot that we have is going to handle swine flu, regular flu, influenza A, B, et cetera. You never know. I mean, when we got hit with the swine flu, my whole family was sick in May. We're talking May. Okay, not even during flu season. Now, unfortunately, news like this causes people to hoard Tamiflu, an antiviral that's out there. There's also amantadine, which a lot of people don't know about, that's out there. And we don't want hoarding. Because once people start hoarding the Tamiflu, then we don't have anything to, we don't have anything we could use. A couple flu seasons ago, people were asking for boxes of it. You couldn't buy it anywhere. You couldn't buy Tamiflu anywhere. It was on short supply. That was some scary stuff. So my suggestion is for each of you, make sure you're getting your flu shots. If you don't want to get flu shots because you're allergic or you think you get sick from the flu, make sure you're very well hydrated, very well rested, good sleep, avoidance of sick coworkers. Get those coworkers out of there. I would suggest good nutrition. But going back to the coworker thing, one thing that I urge many of you to do, many of us with this depression that we're in, yes, it's a depression, we're really low on sick leave. So many of you work for a place where there's a very little sick leave. Maybe some of you can donate your sick leave to sick employees just so that you don't get sick. Think about a little donation pool. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.